Previously on Algoa FM.
Algoa FM is an official media broadcast partner to the Isuzu Ironman African Championship and Isuzu Ironman 70.3 Nelson Mandela Bay, which is coming up in just a few days' time, Sunday the 21st of April, and it's happening, or it's kind of the hub of it happening, is at Hobie Beach. So today, to tell us about it, the things you want to know about being there, what's going on, but mainly road closures. If you're going to be traveling around Nelson Mandela Bay in the affected areas, you want to go straight to the guy who knows. And that is Werner Schmidt from Ironman, the project manager for this. What did you do to deserve that? Did you get good at your job? Welcome to the studio. Yeah.
No, thank you. It's great to talk to you and your listeners again. It's the best station around.
Thank you.
The footprint of Ironman over the Nelson Mandela Bay is quite a large area. The beachfront is fully impacted from Admiralty Way down to Drift Sands and beyond. Those road closures are in place on race day until midnight because the race closes at midnight. Then the other roads are from early morning as well, from 5 a.m. until 5:30 p.m., give or take a bit of time depending on where it is on the course. But if you drive up from the harbour area on Warmer Boulevard, which becomes Biffelsfontein, Seaview, all the way to Seaview Village, that is closed. Elizabeth Road all the way to Maitlands past Beachview is closed. And then from Grassroof, Heron Road, Sardinia Bay Road, Victoria Drive, and then Marine Drive back into Admiralty Way is closed. And those closures are up to in the late afternoon.
Okay, so now let's talk about how do people navigate across arterial routes? Like, for example, the bike course goes through Southend, Warmer, up Mount Pleasant, like you said, Seaview Way, Warmer Boulevard, Hyuk Road, these kind of arterial roads. Can people cross over those portions during the race?
Yes, we do cater for that. The cyclists will be in the lane that would normally drive up from the harbour till 3rd Avenue. On that section where there is a center median in the road, the Warmer Boulevard is closed from, it's open from 3rd Avenue to the harbor, so you can travel that way, but not in the opposite direction. Then there are closure crossover points at Forest Hill, and then at 3rd Avenue, 5th Avenue, 6th Avenue, Victoria Drive, at Swift, as well as at 17th Avenue, then going towards Mount Pleasant, there at Melsetta and Walter. Those are also crossover points.
All right, so it can be done. And then roads in the beachfront area that you mentioned, you know, the whole beachfront more or less is going to be affected. It's from the morning till it's like the entire day, or because I know the bike closes in the afternoon, or at least becomes open again in the afternoon.
Yes, the beachfront we use for the run course, and that closure is up till midnight. So the best way, if you want to drive into Summerstrand from elsewhere, is to use Strandfontein Road and then come in from that 2nd Avenue or those avenues from the back of Summerstrand in to go and support the venue. You can also drive up to the boardwalk from that side.
I was about to ask you, in terms of supporting, you know, we don't want to disrupt the race, but we want to get in to support the athletes. So that's obviously one of the best ways to get in.
The Ironman African Champs, people have very fond memories about the race because of the spectator support, and we welcome spectators. It is a great day out, and just have a look.
So we'll save yourself some time and head for Strandfontein.
From Strandfontein.
Let's talk about the additional closures the day before, though, because that's one that's near and dear to our heart. The Isuzu Corporate Triathlon Challenge, powered by Algoa FM. That is Saturday, the day before the big Ironman event. Are there some road closures in place there as well?
Yes, there are road closures with the Corporate Triathlon Challenge. The event is also centered at Hobie Beach, and it's basically you can drive in from the M4 Warmer Boulevard intersection, but at La Roche Drive you'll be closed off. You'll be you'll go up La Roche. You will be able to drive from 2nd Avenue to La Roche in that direction, but the opposite direction is closed. And then from 2nd Avenue all the way to Secrets Beach, just before Nuertuk Caravan Park, that road is fully closed, and that is from 6 a.m. till 11 a.m.
Okay, now someone's listening and they're thinking, oh, my, you know, I can't remember everything. Is there somewhere they can go and have a look at this information?
Yes, on the website, the easiest is to go to Algoa FM, and if you look, there's quite a spot you can't miss. One of the tabs says events, and it's got details on Ironman and the Corporate Triathlon Challenge road closures.
All right, and the last question is the preparation. Are you guys keyed up, geared up, ready?
Yes, it's a fairly busy time of the year with the event.
You look
like
way
that.
Too relaxed. Is everything in hand?
Everything's going well, yes.
Good. Okay, nice to know. I'll actually be seeing you. I'll be cheerleading on the day with the squad on Saturday. So I look forward to seeing you there, and I'm sure you'll be running around. Thanks so much for coming in to talk to us about it, Werner Schmidt, and all the best with Ironman. We can't wait.
Yeah, great. Thank you for the opportunity.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.